Okay. He's amazing. Just a second here.
Hey, Willis.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
That's what I like to hear. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Lulu. They asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No, I think I'm kind of familiar with how it's going to operate.
Okay. Did you have any questions, like, about the listing or how it works?
Not really. I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean when you say that? You know how it works. Go ahead.
It's going to be, I guess it's going to be where people can type my name in, Google me, pull me up, you know, go on my page, find out, you know, where I'm at, located, business, you know, hours, stuff like that, right?
You're right.
Okay.
But the main reason for our call is because we're talking about making you a top option for the area. There's only three guys that show for your services for about a 40-mile radius. We only have one spot open right now, but we're going down a list of qualified candidates. That's how we got your information.
Okay.
We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that position. Once we fill it, we close it out, so we won't be able to work with any other competing companies. So, have you seen those three guys that show up next to the map there on Google when you look up your services?
No, I ain't never looked up myself.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, obviously, if you needed help, you would just do it yourself, you know?
Do it myself.
Yeah, but just to kind of see what your customers are seeing and understand your market, you know, if you Google any of your services, there's a map that pops up, and then there's three top options. And we want to make sure that you're one of those top options.
Okay.
So all the customers can call you directly from there. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. You know, they could just call you live.
Right, right.
Obviously, you could see a value of being listed on Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have a website?
Yes, sir. No. I'm getting all that stuff in order now. That's why
okay.
I have the leads on pause. Yes, you can pause and unpause the leads. Well, it's a different thing, so I ain't going to get into that.
You're talking about Home Advisor.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's way different. You know, they put themselves on Google to get leads.
That's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, they're reselling you leads they're getting from Google. We want to list you on Google independently so people can call you directly, like as a live call.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
we don't want
right.
The lead fees and the leads going to four or five other people, you know,
it's
a lot better.
Right.
Yeah, if they just call you direct. It's less saturated, has better success rate. But we could help you with the website too. You know, normally we charge a flat rate, $500 for the website, and then there's like a hosting fee. But what I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us and secure that first page placement at $199 month to month, with the discounted pricing structure, I'll waive the fees on the site and we'll just include the website as a part of the service.
Okay.
So it'd just be $199 on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract or commitment on your part. And then we also have a tracking system, though, that we could show you each month what we're bringing in for your business so you'll know exactly what you're making off of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know Home Advisor by Angie's, you could spend $250 in a week. You know, with this, it's just $199, and that would cover the whole month being up there.
Yeah.
So if you compare the two side by side over the last 30 days of the year, you know, you're going to have a pretty obvious long-term marketing solution coming into 2025.
I'm pretty sure it helps out a lot, too.
It's just what everybody uses. I mean, it's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for
internet,
service.
Yeah, and internet is the new wave, so.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have yourself out there. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, having a Google business profile, having a website, that's just one thing, you know, and we verify that for you. Those are things you'll keep and that are huge credibility factors for people who have, you know, looked at or want to look at, you know, remodeling jobs and make sure you're a legitimate business. But, you know, the first page placement's really the moneymaker. It's putting you right in the pocket of anybody within 50 miles of you at the moment that they're looking for what you do.
Okay.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at $199 month to month and include the website for you as a sweetener, is that something you could see a value in doing for your business?
Yes.
Okay. I have to create your Google business profile, though. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay, that's the profile that holds, like, your business name, address, phone number, your hours, all your reviews and your star rating on there. Has, like, the link to the website. That's actually what people are seeing and clicking on the first page. So we have to build that, and then we're going to have to move that up once it's built and verified. Do you have license or insurance, business registration?
Yes.
You have all those things?
License. I don't have a license.
Okay. Let me just make sure.
When you say license, you mean, like,
contracting license.
Contract license appeal? No.
Yep.
No.
No?
No.
All right, let me see.
I'm insured and got my own business. Do I need to get a license?
Let me see. That's what I'm looking
or
up
do I
right
need
now.
General contractor license, maybe.
Yeah, it's usually GC, but let me just make sure it's even a requirement.
If it's required, I need to work on that anyway.
Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Yeah,
I have
that's
to
what
look
I
up for your service area. License required for GC in... run by the state board. You already have the insurance application fee. Yeah, I mean, if you already have insurance, it's literally just an application fee and a background check, and they'll give you the license.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then they have a limited one for projects up to $750,000. And they have you have to get another level called an intermediate general contractor's license if the project's over $1.5 million.
Yeah, I ain't planning on going that big right now.
Okay. Yeah, but it should be pretty easy for you to get. Google's saying it's not a requirement in order for us to post you. So we could go ahead and post
right.
you. But obviously
right.
you want to kind of proceed at your own risk
yeah.
and still try to get
yeah.
that done. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try that this next week.
Okay. I could send you the paperwork on it, too, that I have right here with your Google verification form. So that way you can work on that, too. Let me go ahead and create the Google business profile, though. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
910-734-5160?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
165 Center Street, CENTER.
Okay. Got it. Fair Bluff, and then it's 28439?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. What's your last name, Willis?
Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R.
Okay. And you said, I mean, it's Big Willis and Sons.
Big Wheels and Sons, LLC.
Okay. There's no I in there. That's my apologies. But your sons usually help you?
Can you say that again?
Your sons usually help you?
Well, he's young right now. But
okay. I gotcha. I was just more looking like if there's somebody else I should add to the account in order to make changes on, like, the website and things like that.
No, maybe later I can.
Okay. No worries. And then what's your business email address where I could send you a receipt and everything in writing?
It'll be Will, what is it? Willis A, it'll be Arthur, but it's spelled different. A-U-T-H-O-R.
Ah, okay.
The number one.
Okay.
And at gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. Let me just make sure this comes back valid. Do you have a logo for the business?
Yes.
You do? Okay. You have pictures of work that you've done in the past?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension here. Let me know when you get this text message. And then I'm also going to send you an email address to send over your logo and any pictures that you'd want to use for the website. Okay. If you're having any trouble with this, you could always call in to me or our customer service department, and we could sit down with you and walk you through it and make sure we get everything.
Okay.
Did you get those texts?
Yeah. And you said okay. I needed to do what with those texts?
So one's my direct number and extension. Okay. So you want to save that? Okay. You'll have myself.
The
and
first
we have
number?
Yeah.
Eight seven.
Yep. That's our company line, but you got to hit extension 544 to call me directly. If you hit extension 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you as well. So even if I'm not here, like on the weekends, there's still always a representative to help you.
And your name is what? Like right
John. Down. John Hill.
John.
Last name.
Okay,
Hill.
I see John here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see it.
And then we're going to want to schedule a client interview with you too to customize the campaign. This is where they'll actually get like the domain name for your website. We'll go over all the services that you offer and then the area you want to target. So that way we can make sure all the calls that you're getting are qualified job opportunities. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview? Usually takes like 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour.
Probably early in the morning around 8 o'clock.
Ooh. The earliest I'd be able to do, if you wanted to go morning, like tomorrow morning, it would be like 10 a.m.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then we will text you 1 hour before as a reminder. If anything changes
okay,
where you can't make it, you got to let me know so I can reschedule.
Okay, so what is this interview? I'm lost.
No, you're fine. So the interview is to customize your campaign. So it's all over the phone, nothing crazy, but they're going to ask you about all the services that you provide. They're going to ask you about, so that way we're listing you for the right stuff, you know, because people got to type that in order to even get your number.
Yeah,
so they'll go over the keywords. They'll go over the area that you're targeting. We don't want to send you anywhere you don't want to go. Right? So you get a 50-mile radius, but if there's areas you don't want to go, then we want to discuss that so we can eliminate them. And then also, we're going to buy the domain name for your website, and we'll get started on your website. We want to get an idea on how you want that to look so we could draw up the initial draft, and then we'll keep fine-tuning the site until it looks exactly how you want it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So I have you locked in for tomorrow between 10 and 11. And then, like I said, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email for the appointment. And they'll send you a text message reminder in the morning at 9 o'clock, 1 hour before the appointment, just as a heads up so you don't forget.
Okay.
Okay. And then we walk you through everything. So you don't have to be, like, computer savvy or anything like that. You know, we just want to be able to pick your brain. And then.
So at 10, I need to be at a computer, right?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. They'll be in front of a computer. Right now, I'm in front of a dual monitor computer. Our company has about 500 people here. So, you know, we try to make it as simple as possible for the business owners to where, you know, you guys could just kind of tell us what you need done and we do it. And then. You know, if we just want you to focus on the customers, really. Like, just answering the phones when the customers come in and try to get good reviews from those guys.
Okay.
Okay. We typically do everything else. And we know, hey, it's a month-to-month service, so if we want to keep getting paid every month, we got to make sure that you're getting customers on a regular basis.
Right, right.
So we use all these tools, the first page placement, along with a few other things, just to help drive in that traffic, right, in the website. So it'll be pretty easy. It's all just over the phone. They'll walk you through it. It's about set 30 questions they'll ask you in the morning.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Willis, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it also say Big Wills and Sons LLC on it?
Well, the card?
Yeah.
You mean, no, it's my name on it, but it's another card.
Okay. So it just says Willis Arthur?
Yes. Do I need to use my business card?
No, but that's why I asked, because the receipt that we're going to send you when I run this payment, it's going to have the business name on it, and you could take this to your tax guy, and you could write it off as part of your 2024 business expenses still, even though we're at the end of the year here. So you'll be able to write this off in less than 30 days, probably by the time your next bill is, you know? So I just want to make sure I added it. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the PIN?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll leave it the same.
Okay, I'm ready for you, Willis.
Okay.
Four one four three. 4143. 9702. 9702. 5373. 5373. 4358. 4358. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date will be 0926.
Okay, and then three-digit security code on the back.
032.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Big Wills and Sons LLC?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Willis, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while using our services?
Yes.
Okay.
Angie Lee.
Well, we know what you currently have. Just after today, if you're going to add anything, double check with us so we can make sure you're not paying for anything else that maybe we already are doing for you. You know, we don't want you to duplicate anything. All right.
Okay.
And then, your payment is going to get charged today. It's December 2nd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $199. I've locked you in at the discounted rate of $199, and I've included the website for you at no extra cost. When the term
you,
is...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We're going to send you everything in writing, if that's what you're asking.
No, I was going to say, can you save that payment method?
Let me see if I could even use it. Give me 1 second. Yeah, we could set it up to automatically bill each month on the second day for $199. And then,
yes.
Yeah, but if you want to discontinue or cancel, you got to let us know before the next billing's due so it doesn't automatically charge you.
Okay.
Okay, we don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But, the card number came back as suspected fraud.
Huh?
Yeah, I think maybe because it's an out-of-state transaction, you might have to approve the transaction. Did they text you a notification?
Let me look at my phone and see what they just sent. I got the message.
Yeah, usually it's just a security thing. It doesn't mean that you have you're doing fraud.
All right. What? Client interview. Hold on, that's something different.
Yeah, the client interview is that appointment for tomorrow.
Okay, that's something. It's going to be in an email or a message? How long? It's going to be in my account here. Yeah. I don't, they didn't send me no message or nothing about it.
Yeah, usually
you said
the,
maybe I need to use the business account.
That's always an option too. We could use a different payment method. It's usually recommended that you use a billing or like a business account, because then all your write-offs are right there.
That's a green dot. That's a green dot.
Oh, yeah. Then that's definitely why it didn't work.
So I'm going to have to load money on this other card before I can do the payment method. So
the other?
You can contact me back in like 30 minutes.
Hmm. Are you sure you didn't get a notification from your bank on this one? Or is this one a green dot card that you gave me, you're saying?
The account that I gave you was a green dot. It's a prepaid card. That's probably why.
Okay.
It probably won't accept it.
Yeah, I don't think
it will.
Yeah, usually you get a notification from your bank and then you're supposed to authorize it, but if this is green dot, then you're not going to be able to get those notifications.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured. So I'm after,
okay. Do you have a different payment method that you could use?
Yes, but I don't keep money on it. I just use it for when people pay me or whatever and I take it off, but I have to load money on it.
Gotcha. I don't have to process it right now. Like, I can wait 30 minutes or an hour for you to load it.
You can get information, right?
Yeah, exactly, because I've already scheduled the appointment, and I want them to take this off the board. That way, they're not talking to any other competing companies in the area.
Okay. Let me give you the routing number.
Yeah, because once you secure that spot, it's yours until you discontinue, or if you might relocate to another area, that's the only way you would lose it.
Okay, are you ready? Okay, the route number is the 125.
Oh, no routing number. You said for the, yeah, I just need the card number.
You want the card number? Okay.
Yeah. You don't give anybody your account and routing number, unless you absolutely have to. Yeah, I wouldn't give it to anybody, though. Like, sometimes our phone companies, they ask me for that, and, you know, it just kind of gives you a layer of protection, because you can always change your card, but when somebody has your account and routing number, even if you change your card, they could still get into your bank account and run payments. So you shouldn't give that to people.
Okay, the car number.
Uh-huh.
It'll be 5246.
Okay.
3000, which would be 403 with four zeros behind it.
Four zeros then behind it?
Yeah, it'll be 30000.
Okay.
329.
Okay.
0688.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0129.
0129, and 3-digit code on the back?
312.
Okay, so same deal with this one. I'm just going to save the billing information. It's going to be $199 that's going to get processed. And then you said you need about an hour?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to set it up to automatically process in 1 hour. When the payment clears, you'll get a text message notification and an email. It'll have an outline of the agreement in writing, and it'll also have your Google verification form for the position. And then you got to fill out that Google verification form. I know you don't have the licensing right now, but fill out as much as you can, and then make sure you check the box at the bottom that you're okay with us doing a video call if we need to.
Okay, you said it's going to be an email, right?
It's going to get emailed and texted to you, Willis.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll get back into the office shortly after that. I usually take a lunch hour from 11 to 12 Pacific Standard Time.
Wait a minute.
And I'll touch base with you just to confirm everything went through, and then you're good to go until the client interview tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then if you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I sent you my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service, so don't hesitate to call. You know, it's important for us that this works for you, because if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid, you know?
Right.
All right, so don't hesitate to ask. Okay. I mean, you have a company here with 20 years experience and over 400 professional employees that'll be able to help you get everything going, bring in some clients.
Okay. All right, appreciate it.
All right. Well, assuming that the payment goes through in an hour, I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday. I know you got to run down to the bank too, but look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m., assuming everything goes smoothly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Willis. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.